You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, November 2nd. In studio with me this morning, the Reverend Randy Golter, Special Assistant to the President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming over this morning and chatting with me, having our little regular chat here in studio and about Reformation. We are looking at this whole year ahead of us of remembering the Reformation, giving thanks to God for what he provided through that time of Reformation, and remembering that it's still all about Jesus.
It still is. What a surprise, huh?
May it ever be all about Jesus. How did you observe Reformation this year?
I preached down at Emmaus on Jefferson in the morning, and then preached in the afternoon for a circuit-wide Reformation service out in Lincoln, Illinois.
Well, you had a little traveling to do.
And then, which is delightful. You know, it's nothing better in a fundamental sense. I mean, the people there were probably average, you know, 75, 80 years old. And I told my wife, I said, you know, it's so marvelous to see these faithful Christians. And they just want to hear the word of God. They want to hear the gospel. And when you think about it, that's the heart of the Reformation. You know, the sheep hear my voice and they follow me. It's not a set of rules. It's not a set of propositions. It's not, you know, that was the heart of the Reformation. And really, Luther, you know, he wrote 97 theses before he wrote the 95, and it was a complaint against scholasticism, which was really a set of propositions to try to put man to drive the verbs in understanding God. And the reason, our reason just loves to do this, as opposed to it's a relationship with the Father in Christ, the one who is our only Redeemer. So, and then I preached here on Monday at the IC for Reformation service, and so lots of preaching and lots of hearing the Word of God and lots of singing and I tell you, and then singing "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God" and to look at the text that Luther wrote on that, it just is significant. But anyway, we start the celebration, the year-long celebration, this Sunday.
And so a year-long celebration, remembering the Reformation, 500 years out since that time that the Reformation really took hold in Europe and then spread.
It spread, yeah, 499 this year. And but the first focus for this November is the birth of Martin Luther. This event at the St. Louis Seminary and begins with a lecture by one of the co-producers of the new two-hour Luther documentary, Mike Trinkline, and Dr. Eric Herman from the seminary, a historical prof, who was a consultant on this project. They're going to give us a behind-the-scenes, some video clips about behind-the-scenes. The title of the lecture, this is at 2:30 this Sunday, is Imagining Luther. So they're going to take us behind the scenes and what it took to try to produce this documentary. I think it's going to be absolutely delightful.
Very good. So at 2:30 this Sunday at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis, right?
2:30, then 4:00 is the Vespers service at St. Timothy and Titus Chapel. President Harrison will be preaching the homily for us, and then afterwards will be a light dinner of beer and brats. So how appropriate, right?
Now the film that will be on PBS, the documentary coming up on PBS later this year. Do we know when that will?
That will be in October of 2017. I almost said 1517. I'm so into this, you know, 1500s. That
you've been living in 1517 for a while now, haven't you?
It's amazing. I'm 500 years old.
You look pretty good.
Thank you.
Have you seen anything from this document? Have you gotten a sneak peek that the rest of us haven't gotten?
I've seen half of it, And I'm, in fact, on Sunday afternoon out at Lincoln, I showed a couple video clips. And what I've been telling people, this is no boring historical narrative, but it's dramatic, it's intense, it's moving, it engages people. So this it's going to be quite significant. A brand a newly produced documentary, and so we're excited about it, frankly.
So seeing some clips and hearing from Mike Trinkline and Dr. Herman from Concordia Seminary, this will take place in Werner Auditorium at the seminary, correct?
Yeah, the lecture will be at 2:30, and then we'll go over to the chapel at 4 o'clock. And then also, Concordia Historical Institute is going to have some things on display in the narthex of the chapel, and Concordia Seminary Library is going to display the first item is a founding synod and seminary president C.F.W. Walther's personal copy of the original 1580 publication of the Book of Concord.
Wow.
Published in Dresden, Germany. So there'll be some things for people to, you know, to move here and there and see, and see some Reformation coins that CHI they're putting out, and they just do a marvelous job.
Sure, some of that numismatic art.
Right, yes. Try to spell that, please.
It was not spelled at all how I thought it was spelled when I finally read it. It was fun to say, though. Oh. It's not every day you get to talk about numismatic art.
See?
So I'm sure you're excited about this lecture and the service as well, and the fellowship, the opportunities to gather together. And this has been in the making for a while. We've got quite a few opportunities in the coming year to celebrate. Now, this is happening here in St. Louis. There are other opportunities in the future happening in other places as well, right?
And, you know, there's what I see here, the momentum has really picked up this last summer in terms of congregations and districts having their own celebrations and doing many different things. You may recall, and perhaps the listeners too, that we did give out with the help of Thrivent and Lutheran Church Extension Fund, partnering with us, $1 million for 55 Stand With Your Community grants to join together Witness and Mercy for outreach. And so, you know, fundamental in terms of the confession of the gospel, it's just not for our ears, but it's like how Jesus preaches. You know, anyone who has ears to hear, let them hear. And I've been contemplating the last 2-3 days about, you know, we say it's still all about Jesus, and that's very true, because it's still all about Jesus, though. I mean, we take a stand. So it's not about Luther, but it is true that God raised up Luther and lay people and pastors to take a stand to confess. You know, so this is our time in this collapsing culture. This is our time to not compromise on God's doctrine, but to confess it. And not be afraid of the consequences.
How is it that we are able to confess that today? How is it that we are able to confess the same Christ crucified for my sins, for your sins?
Well, just think of our collapsing culture and look at the, you know, same-sex marriage, transgenderism. I was just at the Missouri Pastors Conference. We had some delightful lectures on this. But just in the simple confession of what I call natural marriage, you know, we would call it how God created marriage. But look how people are absolutely confused on that. But the sixth commandment is only a descriptor of how the first commandment is not right. So, I mean, we need to be careful in our confessing that we don't make the sixth commandment the first commandment. The sixth commandment is just a detail of how we've broken the first commandment. So what our neighbor needs, the highest priority according to the Ten Commandments, our neighbor needs the right God. And that's why it's still all about Jesus. So I think in listening to them, but trying to finally get them to a God who forgives. Do we have time for a quick story?
Absolutely.
Was out in on the West Coast for a wedding. Was in a hotel. The key did not work. So I went back down, you know, I'm standing at the front desk, and that machine was not working to make the key. And this gentleman stood beside me. I looked at him and I said, you know, how's it going? He said, it's terrible. Oh. I said, how? Oh, my son committed suicide. I said, oh, that's terrible. What? Where's the funeral? He said, well, we don't go to church. And I paused and I said, well, I said, you know, there is a God. Yes. I said, and he is merciful. I said, what about breakfast in the morning? So, I mean, that's just a very simple way. How do we engage with others that are lost? And God created them with ears to hear. Mm-hmm. So it's still all about Jesus, the God who shows his mercy in Christ.
That they're right. You're right. That God that we confess, that we confess in the creed, the God of this first commandment that we were just speaking of, he is a God of mercy. May we confess that so boldly in our lives, in our communities.
Which, you know, Luther, by God's grace, read the scriptures the way God had authored them. That the scriptures are to be read, that he's the one driving the verbs for our salvation. We can repose in peace, you know, R.I.P. Everybody has R.I.P. on their lawn, I mean, for Halloween, but we can repose in peace because by faith we receive the work of God in Christ. But then that faith energizes us to sacrifice ourselves for others. So we don't need to come before God as if we're trying to sacrifice to earn or gain anything. Mm-hmm. How silly that would be. But we empty ourselves in the service of others in our vocation. And that's Reformation theology. Mm-hmm.
God has given us, wherever we are, to serve our neighbor and to do so joyfully with the gifts he has mm-hmm. given us.
And recognizing that in our sanctified life, it's ever a up and down situation, you know, but justification is a constant. Every moment we are justified by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Thankfully, we don't do a performance review every year. I mean, it's been fulfilled in Christ's performance.
Well, if it comes to a review, a performance review, it's not my performance we're reviewing, is it? It's Jesus.
That's right. And the devil attacks our performance, and we'd say, yeah, you're right. I'm a failure.
What of it?
I'm connected to Jesus through baptismal splashing.
Through the very word of God in baptism, we are made his. What's new on LutheranReformation.org? There are some things on there as well.
Oh, just put up yesterday, I believe. We had a retired pastor in the Northwest District, and he went through and put up Luther citations for every Sunday of the year for the 1 year lectionary and for the 3 year lectionary. Wow. So we thank that dear brother in Christ, and now it's been put up on the LutheranReformation.org website, and it's thematically it's with the gospel for the day. So if pastors want mm-hmm. to do that, you know, and put that in the bulletin, etc., that's a delight. And then of course Faces of the Reformation by Concordia Historical Institute. I can't remember the latest one, but there's probably about mm-hmm. 12 up there now. There'll be a total of 25 by the end of next November.
Very good. Very good. LutheranReformation.org. It's still all about Jesus. The events coming up this weekend, really beginning this year-long observance and celebration of the Reformation, starting this Sunday at Concordia Seminary, 2:30 p.m., the lecture, Imagining Luther with Mike Trinklein, who is involved with this with the documentary for PBS, and Dr. Eric Herman. That's coming up in the Werner Auditorium at Concordia Seminary. After the lecture, then, we make our way over to the chapel for a 4 o'clock service, correct?
Correct.
4 o'clock service, Pastor Harrison, President Harrison, preaching there and hearing God's word. And then after that, some time of fellowship, light dinner, which is what you typically call breakfast, beer and brat, so... Didn't even bring me one this morning.
That's why I'm so happy to get up in the morning.
do we need any registration information?
No,
or we just show
registration.
Up? Just show up.
Just All show right. up. And
be prepared to learn and receive God's word.
Yeah, just a tidbit. In February, we'll be celebrating the death of Luther. And I tell you, it's great time to talk about how Reformation theology changed pastoral care for the living and the dying.
Very good.
Just
Very
a tidbit. So,
well, thank you so much, Pastor Golter, for coming over and sharing some time with me this morning. And God's blessings on the celebration this weekend.
And to you.